I tell him to cut it in the middle.
If something is just a short distance off, you say, oh, it's just right.
Right there.
Was the term yonder used very much here?
Yes, it's been used. I've heard the word yonder used quite a bit.
And if you don't understand what someone is saying, what do you say to him? If you get him to repeat it.
Well, I've heard old guys say, hey.
I've never said that.
I've heard say, hey.
Because that bit he did here.
That always tickled me, too. Hear a guy talk to me, be a little hard-headed and say, hey.
What do you call the center of a peach? The hard part.
That's a seed.
And, well, how about a peach that doesn't stick to the seed?
Well, that's a different kind of peach. That'd be an Alberta peach that doesn't stick to the seed.
How about one that does stick to the
seed?
Well,
that says it's a cling or something of that nature.
Uh-huh. And the center of an apple?
What's the core?
The center of a cherry.
That's a seed.
Uh-huh. Dried pieces of apple?
Dried apple.
Any special word?
No, dried apples is all I've ever heard it referred to.
How about these things that grow underground, grow on vines and have a shell on them, about this long, and you roast them and then eat them?
Peanuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that called anything else?
Goobers are peanuts, yeah.
Huh. Same thing?
Goobers are peanuts, all the same.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Irish potatoes. What do you call those yellow ones?
Sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh. And nuts. Do you have nuts around here?
Pecans and walnuts.
What do you call the outside of the walnut, the green part that's out there?
Well, that's a hull.
And then inside that there's a...
There's another hull.
And then inside that there's a...
There's a little meat.
Sometimes.
Yeah, there's a little meat.
Is that ever called the goody?
Meat and walnut, goodies. Yeah, I guess maybe it's been referred to as that.
When you were a boy, did you have any special treat right down in the toe of your stocking on Christmas?
Christmas, oh, you bet. Candy and oranges and apples and nuts. That's pretty good, too. When I was 6 years old, the biggest Christmas present I ever got was 22 single shot Stevens target. 22 target. The biggest thing I've ever killed, and I've killed a lot of big game since then, was a cottontail rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
I went out in the edge of the orchard there, north of the ranch house, by myself, and that's when I soloed. I was 6, coming 7 years old, and I killed my first cottontail rabbit. And I tell you, I grabbed him by the hind leg, and I went to the house as fast as you ever saw a guy, and I was the ticklest little guy you ever saw.
About 8 feet tall, weighed about 300 pounds.
You bet.
Licked the world.
You betcha.
Oh, man, that's a thrill.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a bowl action, or did it have a...
No, it was a little lever action.
Uh-huh.
Lever action, Stevens.
Walnut Hill?
Stock, you mean?
Oh,
yeah.
I was just thinking of a name.
Yeah, the stock was walnut, and it had a little lever, shot one shot, single shot job, and a brass side on it. Yeah, I got to be pretty good with that little rifle. I could sure enough shoot a squirrel's eye out with it.
A little practice, and you can pump shells through that.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, she's quite a weapon.
What'd you do for vegetables?
Well, what we had, we raised.
Any special place?
I had a garden. Yeah, we had a garden.
What did you have in it?
Still have a garden. We have sweet corn, potatoes. Of course, we had corn then, squaw corn. That was our roast near corn.
Uh-huh.
And potatoes and onions. Beans and peas. And
what kind of beans do you have?
Well, black wax, I believe, is what they raise, and pinto beans makes a good summer, fall bean for green beans.
What do you call these large beans?
Butter beans, yeah, I had butter beans. And